So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's 5 o'clock, or a wee bit more.
We're kind of like a broadcasting accident looking for somewhere to happen.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Occasionally, we might even talk about something that matters.
The Fan.
All right. I like that. Occasionally. We may talk about something.
We do. Welcome back. It's Isaac and Souk, your sports bros. I'm Rob. Big Souk right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. We got Ryan Buckley here. Joey Harrington has ditched us today, so we're going to read some of your text questions coming up at 5:30 in a segment we're going to replace him with called Text Thread.
Didn't even bother to tell us where he was going.
No, he didn't. He just said not available.
Very secretive.
Very weird. Already got a good one. On the text line, you can text your questions, life, sports, or otherwise, to 503-864-6326. But we'll start with this one at 5:30, and we'll see where it ends up. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, babe. Is that Dennis Miller? Right?
Okay, babe. Okay.
Okay, babe.
Whatever happened to Dennis Miller?
He got super political, and now he's like a right-wing. He's like Rob Schneider. I think they do fine. He just does
What's he do?
I think he does stand-up and all that.
I never hear about
Yeah, he's like
him.
He's a right-wing pundit now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Underrated, by the way. Old school Dennis Miller stand-up was really, really good.
Really, really funny.
He had some really, really good stuff. I haven't seen him in a number of years.
Smart guy.
He rides a pretty hard slant now.
Dennis Miller plus one on RT America, a channel funded by the Russian government. So he was doing a show.
Yeah, I told
the
you.
Hell?
He rides he rides a really hard slant now.
All right, well, coming up, do you have summer long balls?
Whoa.
Yeah.
A little hot and steamy, right?
Are your balls jiggling?
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Going commando style?
It's a thing.
It's a condition, man.
Also, weird ways the poors are paying for travel. Also, I got a Drake question for you. I saw a Drake story that I want to bring up.
Boy, I don't know if there's anyone less qualified to speak on Drake than me. I don't...
You're looking at him.
I don't...
Dude, I know nothing of him.
I don't even like his... I don't... Off the top of my head, I'm sure if I heard one, I could be like, oh, I think that's Drake. I don't know one Drake song.
I don't either.
Not
What's
a single
his most
one.
Famous song?
I don't
it was
know.
His most famous?
His most... The only thing
I'm
I
talking
know...
About.
The only thing I know about Drake is that Kendrick Lamar called him a pedophile. And, like, I know that song. But I know nothing about Drake other than if he's rooting for your sports team, you're effed.
Well, that's what it... Well, we'll get to it in the club, but
we'll talk.
I saw something that he has that I was surprised by because he's like a Raptors guy. He's from Toronto.
Yes, he is a Canadian.
You know? Do you know what he has a tattoo of, or who he has a tattoo of?
It just got recently changed
and
didn't
no
it?
Longer has a tattoo.
Yes,
of
I do think I, mean, I saw this.
We got to talk about
dude,
this.
He's the ultimate douche bandwagon guy.
Yeah, they've talked about the sports Drake curse that when he hops on your team's bandwagon and wears your jersey courtside, you're doomed to lose.
You don't want that.
Okay, where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football? We'll get to that coming up, but we got to stop down and give Big Dumper some love here.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, he's having, I mean.
It's his moment.
It is his moment, and yet he's not going to win the MVP. That's going to be Aaron Judge, which is a shame. But, I mean, he is having the best offensive season for a catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
Well, there's that, but he won the home run derby. But he also got I don't know if you saw this, but he got an endorsement deal with Honey Bucket. He is now...
He's the dumper?
Yes.
He's in the porta potty business.
The Big Dumper is in the porta potty biz.
Huh.
And, boy, dude...
I can't say I knew that.
Can you get a better fit for an endorsement
that's
with
synergy.
An athlete than that?
No.
That's fantastic.
Probably not. But, I mean, look, they're going to pay you a bunch of money. You do it. But isn't it weird to be the spokesman for...
Well, it's not weird. It's funny.
It's funny. Would you rather be the spokesman for boner pills or...
I mean,
porta potties?
I don't know. Like,
or what about like toilet paper? What if Charmin wanted him?
Yeah, there you go. wipe that big old dumper.
Is he going to do exclusively ass related? So you've got, he's got Honey Bucket, and then you're right, the Charmin, and then he's going to move over to Preparation H.
You could put him in some like Duluth or Tommy John's like men's briefs or something.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah, I think they have pants now that are supposed to like shape your ass. It's like shapewear for men, and it lifts and separates. Gives you. Yeah, I think.
Why do we want that?
Because it makes you look like you got a bigger, like a, you know, a voluptuous ass.
Well, why do we want that?
Because that apparently that's what people
want.
I
thought we were supposed to have tight asses.
I don't think so. I think big
ass. Great ass.
I think big asses are in.
Huh.
I think that's what it's about.
Yeah. So he on his official, what do you call Instagram or something?
Sure.
They posted a video of him coming out of a Honey Bucket, and he's got a Honey Bucket shirt and hat on, announcing the big partnership, a leader in portable sanitation services.
Boy, again, what a weird thing. I just took a giant S in this Honey Bucket. I'm Cal Rowley, and when I'm on the road and I have to take a dump and I see a Honey Bucket.
Yeah, I think that's what, see, I'm excited to see what they do with this.
I would hope they're going to have some fun with this.
Yeah, exactly. So the partnership says they will include appearances, exclusive content, promotional campaigns.
What?
Yes, he's going to be hanging out at the Honey Buckets.
The big Honey Bucket conference next year.
Or like at the Honey Bucket portion of the golf tour. Or, you know, whatever.
Next time you go to a big event, you're at the Masters. Yeah. Cal is greeting people on their way into the pisser.
Yes. He's signing autographs at the Honey Buckets.
I can't think
He's signing your ass cheek.
It's freaking great.
I just can't think of any place that I would, that isn't better to go see someone other than a Honey Bucket. Like,
yeah, but that would get people to go to the Honey Buckets.
Boy.
You know?
I'm hoping that it's just a ceremonial Honey Bucket. Like, you know?
Ah, man.
Not in use.
You have to go in the Honey Bucket to have him sign your...
Boy.
He's sitting in there.
Find me a more offensive place to be than on a nice, hot summer day in a Honey Bucket at a golf course or a festival, and you walk into that. Dude, that is like the seventh concentric circle of hell.
It can be. It depends if it's just been serviced or not. Sometimes when they're serviced, they smell fine. But there are other times when they haven't been touched in a while, and it's bad. And listen, I don't know about you, but this is a question that needs to be asked.
Yeah.
Every time I go into a porta potty or a honey bucket, I have to look down in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't.
You should.
I don't want to see
You want to look away, but you can't not take
a peek. Does that happen to you guys?
I think that happens to people.
I mean,
I get where you're going.
You know what I'm saying?
I get where
you're
going.
Like, I want to see what I'm dealing with here. And if it's just blue water...
Then it's never...
It's great.
It's never just blue
water. Well, sometimes it's not.
It's not.
I'm
telling you.
You see other people's... The state of their poo, and
it's the worst. That area, it's the worst spot in the world. If you were to, this goes back to, if you were to drop your phone, is there a worse place on earth to drop your telephone than in a well-used honey bucket?
A pit of snakes?
I would rather go into the
pit
of snakes.
Well, you're not getting it from the honey bucket.
No.
And you're not getting it from the pit of snakes.
I'd get it from a pit of snakes.
Would you?
Yeah.
What if you dropped it in the ocean?
Well,
I mean, you're not getting it.
Well, that's
it's gone.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
where you could reach it.
Where it's reasonable that I could get it. Like, again, if I drop it in a lake and it's, you know, 5-6 feet down, I'm going in the water and going down and getting it. Mm-hmm. It goes into a honey bucket and it's just sitting there, and that's $1,000 phone. Guess what? That's done. I'm not getting it. No. That's what
if, wait.
It's the worst place.
Well, I guess not. Well, what if you have, like on mine, I have the little back thing with a credit card and my driver's license and stuff.
It's all gone.
What about that? That can all be replaced.
It's all gone. It's all gone.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
Yeah, because then even if you get it out of there, how do you sanitize it?
You don't. Knowing that, no. It's just, it's the worst place. And now Cal Rowley is the spokesman for that. Kudos to him for having fun with it, but let's not try to make Honey Bucket.
My hands.
Let's not try to make Honey Bucket in any way cool or...
Hey, man.
Or fun.
They're
there's nothing about those that are
they're
fun.
They're well on their way to making it fun. I don't know about cool, but making it fun with a big dumper endorsement. The last great athlete endorsement fit like this that we saw was freaking David Beckham and fish sticks.
David Beckham and fish lips.
What? Don't you remember that?
No.
Freaking great.
Was selling fish sticks?
Because it's like fish and chips or something?
How about Tom Brady and Uggs?
Yeah.
Stetson cologne.
I remember that. I remember, I always liked it when Tiger did Buick. As if Tiger Woods. I like when it's so absurd. Tiger Woods for Buick, Blake Griffin for Kia. Like
Joe Namath and pantyhose.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was a famous one.
Yeah.
Did you know that Muhammad Ali once endorsed roach traps?
Did he really?
Yeah.
The best ads,
would you do a roach trap endorsement?
Yeah, I'd do a roach trap.
So would I.
There were a couple college kids, basketball players, last names Roach and Bug, and they did a bug killing campaign this year.
Uh-huh.
I always like when you go back and you see the old ads of athletes that are doing like cigarettes. Those are the ones, or like amphetamines. They're literally doing amphetamine ads, and they're like, amphetamines give me the steady hand I need to go out and hit 350. And, you know, Joe DiMaggio, like, my brand is his Camels. And he's just ripping heaters. I miss those days. I want to bring back those.
Apparently, Wilt Chamberlain once endorsed children's laxatives.
What?
Yeah. Wilt, you know, that's a good spokesman for that, right?
Children's laxatives?
That's right.
Why not just, like, get a doctor?
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, would you rather have some doctor or Wilt Chamberlain?
Is your kid having trouble pooping? Talk to Wilt Chamberlain about it.
He's just cashing checks, dude.
I'm not blaming him for taking the money. I just don't know why they wanted him.
I mean, yeah, if someone is
Wilt.
If someone's throwing enough at you, you're like, yeah, I'll support some child laxatives. I mean, is your kid not? Well, where's Cal Raleigh with that? You know, I have a big dumper, but kids, you know, taking dumps is no laughing matter, especially when you're constipated. Try Youth Laxatives Plus, the brand that I personally recommend to unclog little kids everywhere. It writes itself.
You think they'll deliver honey buckets to his house?
He just
leaves them around.
He's got one in the side. Oh, man.
Whoa!
No one in the history of toilets has ever been happy to go in a honey bucket. Ever.
Well, listen, dude, the porta johns,
yeah,
they can be lifesavers, sometimes you are happy to go to see one. They're
it's like an
oasis.
It's an emergency. You're not like, oh,
well,
yeah,
I mean, I'm happy to see it. I'm happy that it's there. I want to go in there. I can't get in there fast enough.
That is true. I'm trying to look at the strangest athlete endorsements ever.
Well, I just gave you three of them.
I know. I'm just seeing what else is out there. Yeah, right here. Bleacher Report.
All right. Where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football?
Tim Tebow did anti-abortion. That's weird.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He also performed circumcisions.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Tim Tebow went on a mission to the Philippines where he performed circumcisions on little boys.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Boy, that's not creepy. What is that about?
It's factual. He's doing the Lord's work.
Well, but what? Like, so the doctor holds it and you just snip it?
You cut it. I don't know why, but yeah, I do remember
that. Why would you do that?
That's like a Christian missionary thing. I don't know, man.
What?
You're asking the wrong. Apparently, you're cutting third world penis in the name of God. I'm not here to.
Weirdos.
I'm not here to ask questions. I'm just, I'm.
Like, you couldn't just
feed
a few people? Or
right. There's a lot of ways to help people. Cutting penis skin, pretty far down the list.
Feels a need, I guess.
Odd. Very odd. I didn't know that about Tebow, and he was already very low.
I think it was like while he was a college quarterback. I think he did this over a summer, and it was when everyone's like, oh, he's the greatest human being in the history of the world.
Is he?
Well, no, but that's what ESPN was saying.
Hey, man.
Dropped a few pegs on my board.
Those kids needed circumcisions, I guess.
That's what doctors are for.
Well, do you really need a circumcision? Like, why are third world kids like in need of circumcisions and they can't get them?
It's a great question.
Because I'm pretty sure that it's not necessary. That seems to be more of a cosmetic religious sort of thing, but
weird. All right, where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football for the upcoming season? We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, well, Joey Harrington's not going to join us tonight, so we're going to do a little segue called Text Thread. That's going to be next. Text your questions, life, sports, or otherwise, to 503-864-6326. Already have a couple good ones that should get us off and rolling.
Okay.
Coming up next. Where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football, you ask? Great question, Suk.
Thank you.
I have the list. This is from On3.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
they...
Sports.
This is a poll. They conducted a poll.
It's a poll to find out how much someone's spending?
Well, yeah, because they don't really know.
That's
like,
odd.
People don't...
So this isn't real. This is just someone's perception of what people are spending?
Well, again, I don't think there is an actual NIL spending list because a lot of these deals aren't made public. Like, we're there's no way to get it.
Supposedly now.
Well, they are now, but not...
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, eventually this will all be above board, but for the most part, up until now, it has not been. So what they did was they polled 17 stakeholders across college football: coaches, NIL collectives, general managers, agents, and administration members.
I also love that no school or player or coach will ever admit, like, they're always offended when someone says they spend a bunch of money, which I always find adorable. Like, whenever someone says, oh, your roster costs $25 million, that's egregious.
It's like they don't know that it's allowed and totally fine. Like, it somehow... like, diminishes the quality of what you're doing by attaching it.
Yeah, I think they think that it makes it seem as if they're just buying their way to a championship.
But if everyone's doing it, then you're just like, okay, we still have to be better somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if somebody just came out and was like, yeah, we do pretty good in that department.
We got resources. We
got a big hog.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, exactly. Like, when someone says, if someone says, oh, you drive a nice car, you're like, yeah, thanks, it is. Appreciate it. Like, it's not a slight. It just isn't.
Yeah, be like, you know, you. What do you have now? BMW.
Yeah.
Be like, that's a really nice car. And you'd be like, no, it isn't.
Yeah. Every now and
then.
What
are you talking about?
Every now and then someone.
I work just like you.
Yeah. I'll get that.
I work with my hands.
Who was it? I will say, but someone at the station did that once, like to try to, like, as a dig. They're like, oh, nice car. And my response was, yeah, it is. You should get yourself one.
It sure is if you can afford it.
It's great. Like, don't be.
Plebe.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Remember when that guy left you a note asking if he could just borrow your car for a little while?
Yeah. Hey, he wanted me to sign a contract.
Yeah. He was willing to sign a contract that he would just give it back.
I just, again, people, it amazes me. The stupidity of people sometimes.
So this is, it says it is important to note that On3 claims some polled stakeholders only opted to vote for a top five list as they believe the cutoff from the top five to the rest of the big spenders in college football was too vast. So here is the top five.
Okay.
Is you ready?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
And is I'm ready says Oregon will be in the top five.
They are in the top five. Number five is Texas A&M and Miami.
Sure.
Number four is Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I've sniffed around enough. And again, you're right in that it's impossible to know. The thing I've heard from at least three or four different people that I trust that seem to be well aware of Oregon's program. First off, there is no such thing as unlimited budget. That's stupid. Okay. No one has a blank check. But what I've been told is basically, money will almost never be the reason why a kid won't go to Oregon. Now, that doesn't mean that Oregon's willing to go all in on every single kid, but if Oregon is in the battle for a kid, for the most part, a school is not going to have resources that are going to trump what Oregon has. Oregon may choose to not allocate it to that particular thing, but they are one of the schools that has a robust budget. Finances are not much of a problem.
Number three, Ohio State.
Yes.
Number two, Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Guns up.
Well, and we do know this because they have a former O lineman that sold his oil company. And by the way, he's younger than us.
New super donor.
Yeah. And he sold his oil company for $4.5 billion. And he has gone full Phil Knight. He has spent $300 million on facilities, and this year alone for Texas Tech athletes, now this is across all sports, so this includes their softball team, their basketball team, they have written $55 million in NIL checks this year alone.
Damn.
That my man, I forget what his name is, but he, read an article about him sometime. It's
Cody something?
Cody Simpson, Simon, something like that. He has gone all in, and he doesn't care, because he said that he thinks the rules are going to change. You're not going to be able to do this eventually.
Cody Campbell.
And he goes, well, it's the wild, wild west. I'm going all in to see what, even if this isn't sustainable, I'm going all in.
And number one, the biggest spender in college football, according to an On3 poll of 17 people in the know in sports. Texas. The Longhorns. But Sark said that they don't talk any other with their kids.
Yeah, they just publicly gave a 5-star kid a Lamborghini when he got there, but they don't talk about money.
Well, supposedly, again, it's tough to know what is 100% truth, what is hyperbole, what is somewhere in the middle.
They kind of don't talk to NIL to the kids, right? No, I mean, like, yeah. The collective does.
The collective does. But now collectives
now are... Now not anymore, though.
Collectives may be ending. Supposedly, there is a luxury car dealer down there that if you are a starting skilled player, you get a Lambo, you get a Ferrari.
They call it like Receiver Row, and yes. They all line up their cars like leading into the building.
And they are not BMWs, they are not Mercedes.
They're exotics.
They are exotics. Isaiah Bond, who was the transfer from Alabama, he pulled up to his signing, his transfer portal signing in a Lamborghini. This has become a well-known thing down
That's
there.
A good deal because I feel like that saves some money long-term because the dealership is taking the risk.
Yeah.
And some kids may go there just for that.
Yeah.
Like that's quite a selling point.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. For some of these kids.
Yeah. But yeah. And by the way, Texas has always been there. I played with Chris Sims in Tampa, and Chris used to give some of his receivers hell, and he got into it once with, you remember Roy Williams, big receiver out of Texas?
Yeah.
Him and Roy Williams were kind of go back and forth. And Chris Sims goes, shut up, Roy. He goes, dude, you had a nicer car than me and a nicer apartment. And he goes, and I'm rich. This is his dad, obviously being Phil Sims. And it was like, Texas has been doing this forever. If you want, trust me, Vince Young was not living on Hamburger Helper and driving around in a Nissan Altima. It's just now it's all above board. There was a couple of Oregon players got caught with this. Was it LaMichael James got pulled over with a, it was like a Mustang or something that was in his uncle's name. And I think Terrell Pryor got pulled over a bunch of times, and each time it was a different car from the same dealership. So that was back then. Terrell Pryor would go into a Boosters dealership, and he would test drive a really nice
car.
For weeks
at a time.
Yeah. And then like 2 months later, his test drive would end, and then he would get a different car to test drive. And that was a way around, you know, giving a kid a car.
All right, got some questions rolling in from you. A little seggy we're going to replace Joe Harrington with called Text Thread. Coming up next, here's Buck.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, no Joey tonight, so we are going to take your text questions at 503-864-6326. We already have a billion of them, and we can't get to all of them. And by the way, some of you are disgusting, and you will not make the show. But there's some good ones in here.
You sick sons of bitches.
We got one who says, why were you running commercials for an hour and a half the other night after your show?
Good question.
I can't answer that.
Yep.
Above my pay grade.
Talk to Swag.
No. It was, well, you would probably want to talk to me because I am the last line of defense on that whole situation.
What did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong. There was like a satellite failure. And so after our show, when we tried to kick on to like the satellite we were taking, like think ESPN National Radio, it didn't connect, and so it just, the system thought, oh, it's not there, it's time for a break. So it ran our ads, and then it tried to come back, and it couldn't, and so it just kept running all our ads.
There you go.
And then you just...
1080 the ad.
And then when we ran out of ads, then we just ran dead air. And that was like an hour and a half.
Well,
And Dusty's like, what happened out there? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I did love when something goes wrong. Swag was the peak at it, but Buckley does too, where when something goes wrong and they both put their hands up, and there's just this look of, they don't know what, it's like when someone gets knocked unconscious, they do the fencing pose. That's the producer. The hands just go up.
I'm suddenly in a fight with a robot.
Yeah. Like, I love that. I know when something has gone wrong when I look in there and Buck is in the surrender pose.
So the problem was I didn't notice this had happened, and neither did anyone else for quite some time until we just didn't have a signal around like 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Ron, this is another question from a listener. Ron Swanson said he would not endorse something unless he used it. One thing he said qualified was Morton's salts. What are your guys' Morton's salts?
Morton's
salts. Oh, like our version of...
Yeah, like something mundane or little like that that we use all the time. That's the way I interpret it.
Maybe something basic that you swear by, kind of?
Yeah, like I've got one. I'll let you think about it because you hadn't seen that question.
Sure.
But I saw that question and had to think about it.
I probably have a million of these.
I think you probably do.
Yeah. I'm a big believer. Little things like that, I'm a loyalist when I find something that works.
I couldn't think of much, but I did, and you got a glimpse of this the other night, riding in the gold SUV.
I kind of looked, it caught my attention. I was like, whoa.
I'm a toothpick guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not just a toothpick guy.
Yeah.
I'm serious about my effing toothpicks.
You are.
So do you have a dispenser?
I have them in the middle console. The Gold Subi has a perfect little place for my toothpicks.
It looked like it was made for them.
It does. I have those in there. I have another one by my bed, and I have another one by my where I sit to watch TV at the house.
I
have toothpicks everywhere that I am. Yeah. I have toothpicks within range. Because stuff gets stuck in my teeth all the time and it absolutely drives me insane. And so if I'm going somewhere and I know I'm going to be somewhere without said toothpick, I will grab them from any of the three locations and put them in my pocket.
If I go to a restaurant, I always grab two or three of them. So there's usually one or two in my car as well. But when I look down at yours, you have like, dude, there's like 100.
It's a box.
It's a full box of toothpicks.
Yeah, that's right.
I have questions about the toothpicks by the bed because like, I mean, how are you getting stuff in your teeth after your toothbrush and before you wake up?
It's wherever the main places that I am, and I'm always in bed, I need toothpicks nearby.
Yeah. Then Bonus Rewards program kicks in.
Sometimes I'll eat in bed. I don't know. Wife will have something over there,
really?
Like a dessert. I'll grab a bite or something. I don't know. I just have them. I just strategically place them.
Huh.
So whatever the greatest toothpick is, that's my Morton salt. I will endorse the hell out of that. And I'm serious about it.
Yeah. I have a lot of weird little things that I buy the same thing every single time. So I shave my head like every other day. It almost never goes more than 2 days. And I use the same shaving cream, Cremo shaving cream, and I use Be Bald with a little B on it, little yellow aftershave. Every single time. Mm. And
you will not stray.
No, I order those two things every single time. And if I don't, it jams me up. Like if I have to venture, it really throws me for a loop. Same beard paste. I have something I put in my beard after I take a shower to kind of lay it down. Same thing. Woody's like beard texture paste. Same one every time. I have all of these things on Amazon that just get delivered to me. And I would.
You got them on the recurring?
The recurring. And yeah. I would do it for free.
It saves you a little money.
Yeah. It's just one of those. I have so many of those things where I have little products or something that's part of my day-to-day life that I am fiercely loyal to and will not venture outside of them.
Here's a guy who says, I have a question for you, bros. My girlfriend is house-sitting for a coworker. She is a married woman. She wants me to stay the night there and sleep in her coworker's bed with another, and sleep in her coworker's bed while she's house-sitting.
Yeah.
My girlfriend only lives about a mile away from her coworker, and am I weird for not wanting to and thinking it's kind of weird to sleep in another couple's bed?
No, you're not weird. That's not. A mile?
Bless you.
It takes you less than 2 minutes to drive that. Why would you stay at their house?
No, I think his point is that for them being so close, why don't they just stay at their own house?
That's
or
what
his
I'm saying.
House?
If you asked me to house it for you and you were within a 2 or 3 minute drive, I would never stay at your house.
Well, I think take the mile out of it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sleeping in another couple's bed?
It's not.
We do this with Airbnbs and
stuff. We do it with Airbnbs. Here's my thing. If you asked me to house sit for you, I would ask if you had a a different bed that I would not, unless
a guest room.
Unless it was the only option, I would feel a little weird sleeping in the daily driver bed of a friend of mine. Because if it's a stranger, you know, like you said, Airbnb, I don't care. But I would be mildly uncomfortable sleeping in your and Nurse Nice's bed. And I don't care. Brand new sheets, everything. I would think that's weird. Not that I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't want to. I would rather find, even if your bed was way more comfortable, I think I would just prefer to be in a smaller guest bed.
I think I'm with you on that. I think it's, well, look, I mean, we're assuming clean sheets and
sure,
everything, you know,
yeah.
It's just kind of like, is there another bed? They usually houses have more than
one. More than one bed.
So I'll sleep, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird. I feel that way about toilets. I don't want to use your master bathroom. That's your
right.
That's your
domain.
That's
why there's a guest toilet.
Yeah, there's a guest toilet. I don't, you know,
for your poopy and pee-pee.
Yeah. Why would I would just, if I was at a party, I would never have the balls to go into someone's master bathroom to do my business. That's the master bedroom is, that's off limits. That's someone's own personal domain. The rest of the house is a little more public.
Okay, we'll get to a few more of these questions coming up next. We're replacing Joey with text thread. I feel like we need some music, don't you think?
Yeah, we get a little
spice
background.
Spice this up a little bit.
A little background music.
Sure.
What do you think? You find something?
I'll see
over
what
there?
I can find.
Got a library of anything over there? Here on the radio?
Yeah, but you need like a playlist or a loop, so I'll see what I have.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, now! yeah, we'll continue next, then the club on the fan.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, welcome back. We're going to do a little more text thread questions from you at 503-864-6326, and then we're going to do the club. That's what we're going to do.
It's kind of the club light.
Yeah, but that's it's a Friday, so I figured
it's Friday.
You know.
Yeah.
Who needs Joey? You know what I'm saying?
Didn't even tell us where he was going.
Do we have any music for this?
I'm looking through our library. It's all pretty much sports music or game show music. Do either or dramatic music?
Yeah, yeah, well, right.
Ooh, dramatic. Well,
do you want to try that and see what it sounds
dramatic.
Like?
Dramatic.
You have that.
Hey, you guys been watching Quarterback at all?
No.
I have not. I saw I've seen some clips that have made their way onto social media.
I'm not going to lie. Kind of the sports mockumentary crap. You see Bill Belichick's died?
Bill Belichick died?
No,
I thought it was getting resurrected.
No, I don't think so.
I thought I saw today they announced a Hulu launch of that thing.
Yeah, and it got shut down.
Oh, okay.
They were going to do a Hard Knocks in-season North Carolina thing, and it fell apart because of differences with...
Jordan Hudson.
There you go.
See, I heard that before, and I thought it was going to be, I don't know, on a different platform, and I thought somebody else picked it up or they restarted it, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, here's the thing about Quarterback. You don't really need to watch it, okay? But I it's got its hooks in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that Jared Goff is a complete bore, because that's who they're following.
Oh, we've known that.
Sure.
Yeah, you knew that. He's just so boring. But his girlfriend's hot. Although I don't...
They said a kid,
or
right?
I'm sorry, his wife. I don't know that... I am almost certain that the combined number of brain cells between the two of them is no greater than 5.
One of those, huh?
Joe Burrow is featured. And I tell you what, dude, he's way different than I thought he was.
Really?
He's weird.
Well,
he's very, I think of him as pretty cool. Like I was excited to kind of see what he was like.
Sure. Yeah, his old Joe Cool. He's
dude,
fancy.
He's a dork. He's weird.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
I saw a clip of him saying that he didn't buy the Batmobile after all.
He's a little spectrum-y, you know?
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Kind of weird. And then the best one is Kirk Cousins.
Really?
He's great.
Cousins is?
Yes. He's got a... Dude, Kirk Cousins has a great personality.
Huh. You like that? By the way, Buck, you were right. So the Hard Knocks on HBO got killed.
You like that?
And
you like that?
They are saying now there's rumors that it will be on Hulu. So
that's what I saw today.
We might get the Belichick thing after all.
Okay. Here's a text thread question. A little uncomfortable. Oh. Do you like uncomfortable?
Yeah, let's get weird. Let's get weird with it.
My friend just got back from China. He visited a rural province in the south, and he ate dog meat.
Hmm.
He doesn't mind dogs as animals, but he doesn't have one himself as a pet. He is telling everyone he knows he tried dog. Should I tell him to keep that to himself or just stop being friends with him?
Oh, for God's sakes. Now.
I think he's joking.
I hope he's joking.
I couldn't do that.
Really?
No. I'm out on dog. Come on, man.
Would you be bothered that someone tried dog?
No.
No. I don't care. If you told me you ate a dog, I've long said I don't understand the animal pecking order. Why it's okay to eat one and not the other.
Like cow and not horse?
Yeah. And look, I've had horse. It's not very good. But I'll tell you right now that if horse tasted like cow, guess who would be eating Secretariat? Me. You know, and say, I have no desire to eat dog. I love dogs. But you know what else? If you ever been around pigs, they're delightful. And I'm on a pork chop run. Little lambs, cutest thing in the world. Guess what I like? I like lamb. It's very arbitrary. Like, we eat a chicken, but we won't eat a parrot. I get out of here with that. Dog isn't for me, but I'm not judging anyone that went and ate dog. Now, human, might be a little weirder, but dog
might be a lot weirder.
Maybe a little bit. Depends. What sort of circumstances are we talking about here?
And our final text thread question tonight is, what is the best of the smaller or niche sporting events in Portland?
Oh, well, are we counting soccer in that?
No.
I
mean, that's 20,000 people, right?
Yeah, that's big. We're taking the Blazers out of it. We're taking the Timbers out of it. And probably the Thorns. Even though Thorns isn't 20, but Thorns isn't niche.
How many do the Winterhawks draw? You might even take that out of it.
On a good night, 10.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much left, though.
No. So you're talking like, I mean.
Pickles?
I mean, the Pickles do an amazing job. The Hops.
Oh, that's a great, yeah.
You got Pickles, you got Hops, you got the Bangers now.
You got the Naked Bike Ride?
You got the Naked Bike Ride. I'm assuming you're talking, I would throw Winterhawks in there, because that's a niche. It's minor league hockey. It's not, it's junior hockey. It's high school kids. Are we missing anything? It's not like we have all the, you know, we're not talking about kickball leagues. I'm a hockey guy, so I go to Winterhawk games. I love them. I think hockey's great. I'm leaning hockey just because I'm a hockey guy more so than anything else.
Portland wrestling? Is that still a thing?
I don't think we still have Portland wrestling, do we?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if we had Portland, I'd go to a Portland wrestling event.
Would you?
Yeah, because I don't understand adults that are into wrestling, but when it's low level wrestling, it's fun because then it's not taken seriously. When we went to Mexico City, me and my buddy went to one of the Lucha Libertadores events. Holy crap. That was amazing.
Is that before or after you went to Chili's?
That was the same night we went to Chili's. We went to Chili's after that event. Jeez. Chili's happened at like 2 a.m, man. It was late night Chili's run.
All right, there's your text thread. Friday afternoon text thread. Who needs Joey Harrington? We got our listeners. Do you have summer long balls?
I don't know what that is.
It's a thing. You're going to
know. Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
Summer long balls.
So it's just warm and...
Watch your shorts. Right. Watch the length of your shorts.
I am wearing shorter shorts nowadays.
Take off your shorts and dunk me. That'll kick off the club next on The Fan.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.